SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind? That just happened.
What is up, friendos? Welcome in. It's In This League. It's Bogman. It's Welch. Today on the episode, we've got the Mindy, David Mendelson from Triple Play, and a bunch of other places. Our good buddy is going to be on the podcast, where we're going to have some funsies. We're going to talk about some gambling, some fantasy, a little bit of gambling, just in the little bit of stuff, people freaking out about that. We'll talk about all the stuff and things on this crazy week of baseball. We also have your voicemails, and I didn't have to send any reminders. We did good. I think we might have broke Jack, because I think we have two Jack voicemails. I think we have two. I don't know if they're both songs, but we got two. And also the craziest thing I've never seen.
I need an old priest and a young priest.
We had like three people send follow-up emails. Like one person was like, oh, I didn't put my name in this. Another person was like, yeah, this, it was like follow-up emails to the voicemails. It was crazy. It was a lot of good interaction.
Great.
That's what we want to see.
Yeah.
Voicemails for the crew, which we'll be doing here in just a little bit. We've got Mindy, who's coming up here in a little bit. I want to remind you guys, come and check us out inthisleague.com. Come over to the Patreon. I had someone just tweet me the other day and they were like, hey, I really enjoyed your dynasty ranks on The Athletic. Was wondering if you do prospect anywhere else. And was like, as a matter of fact, I do. It's over at inthisleague.com. So come and check it out. Once a month, we update prospects, update dynasty. We've got football stuff in here. The draft is next week. Bogman's covering. And we have groupie rooms.
Initial NFL rankings probably Tuesday or Wednesday after the draft for redraft and dynasty. So lots of rankings coming your way pretty soon.
And that's at the $5 level. $10 level, you can get into the GroupMe rooms. You can hang out with us. We've got specific sport rooms. The captain gets you everything. But we've got like different like TV room and card room and all this type of stuff. And you can have access to us and our community. And you are supporting us, which we appreciate. So we can continue to be an independent podcast that does shows. That just does shows. And thankful to everybody that does that. So thank you very much. Come and check us out, inthisleague.com. Max Scherzer lost his on the mound. Did you see? This happened while we were recording the show, dude.
You mean Max Scherzer, the rational human being that never flies off the handle about anything?
We met him when he was younger, and he was like the nicest, calmest guy. He was so chill. And I know he's chill, but he got tossed for illegal substance, they said. Have you seen the video, dude?
No, I haven't seen it yet. Show it to me.
Okay.
Put it up here.
I'm gonna put it up here. Yeah, Pizapia actually responded to it. He like is losing. We'll even play the audio here. This is from the broadcast. So our buddy Pizapia made a comment on it. But Max Scherzer gets tossed. His argument is it's rosin. But like, look at this. So
your hand, and all of a sudden it gets slippery. So
look at him. He's just kind of like freaking out, being like, it's rosin. It's rosin. There's right two umps.
And Max rosin is always animated, whether it's this or talking. The
broadcast.
Watch when they toss him. Watch when they toss him.
This is getting heightened.
You're gone.
Goodbye. He said the magic word. There it is.
He is blowing up. Is there a player that you would take in? How would I say this? Is there anyone you would want to have that argument with less than Max Scherzer in baseball? There's some scary dudes. Some guys can get scared. Max Scherzer seems like the most unhinged person. He doesn't give a F about anything. I saw him do an interview. He's slamming baseball's new rules. He's getting ahead of it too. He's got a smear. He's a politician, by the way. Smear campaign's already started. He's like, you know what I wonder? I wonder if I could find that audio. I bet I can't now. He goes, I think it's all going, there's a problem. It's too fast. He's like, I think injuries are going to pick up. And he looks at the guy and he's like, you know what? I wonder what's going to happen in the summer when everyone's getting hot and injuries pick up and how baseball's going. And it was like a total political smear thing that he did. And I thought it was hilarious because he's setting up baseball to have this. And I'm like scrolling to try to find the interview. He was setting up baseball for the summer when injuries pick up so he can drop an I told you so. Max Scherzer is wild, dude.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, no. I mean, he is an absolute psycho most of the time. So, yeah, not really. Maybe Jordan Walker's just enormous. So maybe he's, but I haven't seen him fly off the handle.
He's a really nice
guy. Like
Max
Scherzer. Yeah. Seems pretty calm, cool, and collected. But in terms of a physical presence, Jordan Walker might be scary just because he's 6'5". Like, he just dwarfs every first baseman and like umpire at first and the first base coach. He just looks like Yao Ming.
Who's scarier, Scherzer or Randy Johnson?
I think Scherzer, because Randy just looks like, you know, he's all limbs. He was skinny. Scherzer's, you know, thick. So, and way more psychotic and way more animated. Randy was never really that much animated. He just yelled. So I think Scherzer's definitely scarier than Randy.
Okay. I was trying to desperately find that interview, but I just don't.
Yeah. I see you scrolling. It's
me scrolling in here.
Yeah. The umpires have been terrible. The umpiring in this Cardinals and D-backs series was some of the worst umpiring I've ever seen in my life. Just strike zone and calls on the field too. They have been awful. It's like they want to get replaced or like they're not taking it as seriously anymore. It's like, you know, can we get remote umpires? Can they work from home too? Can we just have them, you know, take
better
little
internet
like,
than me.
Yeah, well, they sure would. Can we just like have a random guy holding up an iPad with a guy there so we don't have to see them anymore? Be awful. They have been terrible, and they're going to be replaced by robots very soon. So
yeah, like I know we're in this age too. It's funny. I just saw this like thread online that was like this lawyer who's like, I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to give you all the tips of things that Live GPT can do that a lawyer could do right now. And you could get it for free with Live GPT. And we keep seeing all these, and it's like, there's a little bit of a fear, you know, that Drake song that's out there and the record company freaking out saying, take it off. Like there's this robot fear of taking over, but my God, I'm done with us. Like I mean, there's one thing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Let him take over baseball. That's fine. Yeah.
I'm all for it. We don't need it. We don't need any of that stuff. Not in baseball. There's really no nuance anymore. Like it was kind of cute and there was like, oh, there's nuance with different umps and stuff. Who cares anymore? It's unbelievable. I freaked out at that Corbin Carroll strike zone. I had enough on the Cardinals where Manny Gonzalez, I think it was, one of the worst umps I've ever seen, made the most insane calls. Nothing cute, nothing little, ooh, it touched the edge and it's a strike and I'm not being a little.
And the thing was, it wasn't consistent either. Like if you're consistently bad, at least, okay, everyone knows it's just a bad strike zone today. We'll deal with it and we'll get over it. But it was it's a ball here, it's a strike here. Like it just didn't make any sense.
No,
Manny
doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Doesn't make any goddamn sense. That's right.
I don't understand. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Max if there's any type of like suspension.
You know
or
what
whatever.
I want?
He said it was wrong.
I want to hear ChatGPT call a game. I that's what I want to hear. I want to hear to see if it's. Do you think? What do you think I would like more? Do you think I'd like Steve Berthume or ChatGPT calling a game?
ChatGPT, 100%. I think it's only like, I think I've heard it's like $20 a month to have like the, we should probably do that at some point. ChatGPT, where you can do it, ask it the questions and do all that type of stuff. And it can do, I've seen people churning out all different types of information.
It's $20 a month, but you have to give your blood type and your social security number and your credit score and all that stuff to it. So, but it's not obtaining data. You know, it's just it's just
pretty sure I could find it pretty quick. I'm pretty sure it doesn't need any of that to be able to the robots are coming, or the snakes and the alligator.
I can't tell if you're Alex Jones or that guy on the minor league call the other day on the Jackson Merrill bomb that you pointed out.
Did you listen to that video?
Oh yeah, yeah. It sounded exactly like it's going towards the wall.
And then he goes, I wanted to tell everybody the first 5 minutes or first 5 seconds is what you have to listen to this guy. I listened to this and I immediately was like, you gotta be kidding me. Listen to this guy on this call.
1-2 from Mills is crushed to right. Yeah. everything.
I mean, you can't really hear. I had to turn it up there. You guys all heard it. He's like, yeah, I can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah. He hits it right into the lizard people bullpen.
I wanted to hear that guy talk about the Bohemian Grove. That's all I want to hear is what that guy has got to say about it. So, yeah, that was a really funny one. We're going to go through news and notes. We've got the mailbag. We've got Mindy. We got so much stuff. You guys know where to find us. And, of course, you can catch me at CBS coming up here on Thursday. Was on Rates and Barrels on Tuesday and Monday through Friday on Fantasy Pros. If you guys want some more, tell them that you love when you hear Welsh and Bogman. Please tell them more and more. Let's make some magic happen. Like Jacob DeGrom getting hurt and not going on an IL. Two inverse things happen here on the planet. Jeffrey Springs, Tommy John surgery. Jacob DeGrom gets hurt and is going to start the next start. It is the weirdest thing. Did you also see, by the way, I'm jumping around here. Did you see the Jeffrey Springs thing that happened where they're like, hey, guess what? It's not 60 day. It's 15 day ill. And they're calling it a sprain. And everyone was like, oh,
yeah, it's
oh,
a snap. Sprain, not a strain. I mean, that was literally, I read that 5 minutes before they were like,
and then they're like, he's out. He's gone. And it was just like, was like, oh, no, what happened? What the hell happened? And they got us and he's out for the season. And then Jacob DeGrom, everybody, dude, his appeal was revving up the I told you so train. I'm telling you, he was shoveling coal in that train. He was firing up the engines. Trugger, 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 told you so. He was ready. And then he's going to start his next start. He was so ready. And I've just chalked it up, Boggs. I'm curious your take on it.
I've been saying
this is what you paid for. Like anyone freaking out about like even a smaller IL stint with DeGrom, it's kind of silly to me because this is what you paid for 160 innings.
I mean, you knew at least one or two starts he was going to have were going to be shortened because
you don't want it April 17th or 18th. You don't want that. But like you knew this was going to kind of happen.
Yeah, it's not shocking. If he had been honestly, Jacob DeGrom getting hurt for any length of time at any point should not be shocking. You know he's a risk when you buy him. And if you did, you should have been shoring up the rest of your pitching staff pretty quickly as well, just in case he does go out and make that the strength of your team. But I mean, he felt a little twinge and they're babying him, which is not a surprise at all. They're babying him. He's kind of babying himself as well. He's like, this was a little twinge. I don't like it. I'm going to come out of this game. I think it was smart. Probably saved a longer, stint and possibly missed starts. Now he's going to, make a start on Sunday and everything looks to be okay. So great. We'll take it.
Agreed. I think this is the best case scenario in here. You don't like that they're starting to pick up, of course, but, we'll monitor it. But DeGrom looking like he's scheduled to go on Sunday. Speaking of going, let's actually go and take a look at this. The big old crazy news that came up was freaking the A's bringing up Mason Miller, which isn't crazy in itself, just crazy in that the guy has not pitched 30 innings in professional baseball, which I've said 400 times. So I apologize and people that have heard it, but like how much would they push him, especially for a team that's not winning? He is pitching as we speak. We got our stuff pushed back a little bit here and it is through five and I've got the StatCast stuff up. What I don't like is sometimes if you go into like the StatCast game feed, you can't like fully see the stats. So Mason Miller went 4 1/3, struck out 5, walk 1, gave up 2 earned runs, 81 pitches. That was a fine outing. It was not earth-shattering or anything like that. Yeah. But what is earth-shattering? Top velo pitch, 102.5. He had 5 pitches. There might be more. I can only see the top 5. 5 pitches registered, 101 or higher that I'm seeing on here, Boggs. He ended up being a 3-pitch pitcher here. So here's his final stats then. That's kind of cool. We're actually getting this. 81 pitches. He hit 102.5. He averaged 99.3. He had six whiffs on his 27 swings through the fastball, which he threw 65% of the time. He threw a slider 22% of the time. He had 2 of 6 swings as whiffs, and he threw a cutter, which really dipped down. I wonder if the system had a hard time picking it up, but the cutter he threw 11% of the time and he got 2 whiffs on. So he finished with a 27% CSW, a 26% swinging strike rate, a whiff percentage. And he looked okay. He looked good. I mean, I'm going to go back and rewatch the start. I want to say he looked okay. He looked solid. He performed solidly against the Cubs in his debut with a huge fastball and a pitch mix that's pretty decent, but, you know, walked one in there. I think expectations went through the damn roof for him, for people. And I was just trying to, like, halter them a little bit. And actually, I think I even said the same thing with Bubba Boggs. Yeah, well, the only last thing is, I think I said this with Bubba. Is he going to go five? I kind of likened him to like Lodolo, where he's a guy that's looking for the strikeout, pumps it really hard, has some command issues. It might be tough for him to get through five, and he didn't get through five here, and it took over 80 pitches, which I'm surprised they let him do.
Yeah, I mean, it's still an A's pitcher, you know, but also just switch the Stockton ports with the Oakland A's, and I don't think they miss a beat, right? They're going to be the same team, and you're going to see a lot of changes with this team the rest of the year. Jordan Diaz also called up and starting today. I think he's hitting eight for them. So there should be a lot of moving pieces in Oakland because this team is so bad and they literally have nothing to lose. Bring up these prospects, see what they have, and let them, you know, let them gas out, let them go through their struggles, whatever it is. Let them at least do that at the big league level, get a little sense of the competition and come back next year and improve. I mean, you know, we know the A's are a joke right now, and they're just a team that exists to make money, and that's it. And they're already in the black, so anything they make will, you know, will be positive money here for them. But, yeah, I'm glad that he's at least getting the opportunity because I'm tired of seeing this trash lineup and this trash staff. So, yeah, let's at least get some real names in here. So I'm glad Mason Miller is up. Glad Diaz is up. Let's take a look. Let's take a long look.
I think it's pretty solid. It's going to be really interesting to see where he goes, though, because I think people were putting Mason Miller in this Taj Bradley territory, and I think they're completely...
I mean, just wins alone. I mean, you know, the A's aren't going to win games, and the Rays
are... That's one of my big points. People dropping... If people are going to drop big fab this coming week on Mason Miller, like, he's going to be great. I think this is a guy next year is going to be better. Like, once he's really stretched out, I don't know what the innings are going to look like. Is he going to be put in the bullpen at some point? Maybe it's all being dramatic. Maybe they're just saying, F it, we're the A's. We obviously don't care about anything. We'll just throw him out there and pitch every single day.
I mean, he's a nice replacement if you had, you know, Jeffrey Springs just go out for the year. Great. Spend a little money on Mason Miller, but let's not go over the top, you know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy motherforking shirt balls.
Yeah, I'm with you. Let's ratchet it back a little bit.
Definitely a pickup. Like, you know, the one thing is, like, it might be sounding negative. Like, I think there's great things out of this. For a guy with such little experience to throw such a dominant, he throws 65% of the time, to have such a dominant type of fastball and to be successful, even through some of the warts, like, this is a good start. Let's not dismiss that. It was a good start overall, but I think you can see some of the problems. There's some inconsistency about consistently throwing strikes and his ability to go deep into games with zero run support. So how does that work for you? You know, how does four innings or maybe five if you're lucky with two or three earned runs, probably big strikeouts, going to work with you in your starts on one of the worst teams in baseball? So just kind of keep that in mind. Also on the news front, Corbin Burnes left his start on Monday with left pec soreness. This is after
I haven't seen an Brandon update Woodruff either. Is
injured. Yeah, I haven't seen an update either.
Yeah, Brandon Woodruff out, you know, looking like at least 2 months, maybe longer for him. And Corbin Burnes with the left pec strain. And this is like, remember, I was like, yeah, I think I'm in on the Brewers because I like the pitching staff. And here we go, 1-2. So,
who'd have thought Freddie Peralta is the only healthy, good starting?
I know, and he's a guy I traded for. How is that guy healthy still?
I know, so, it's crazy. Speaking on that, also, Joe Musgrove is going to be making his season debut this Saturday against our Diamondbacks. So, that is on Zach Allen bobblehead night. So,
oh, is that right?
Joe asked me because that's the birthday on Saturday. He's like, are you going to go? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm not going to go watch Joe Musgrove slice and dice the Diamondbacks and waste that money.
Maybe I'll send you tickets just so you have to.
Just so I have to go to that stupid ass game. Oh, I got myself a Zach Gallen bobblehead.
Yeah, you got the bobblehead. I thought you liked bobbleheads.
I don't. Well, you know what?
Well, autographs on baseball cards are cool, but bobbleheads aren't. I mean,
as collectible as I am, I'm not really a bobblehead person. I have one bobblehead, and it was one someone sent me of Vladimir Guerrero. No, I have two. And then our boy Zito sent an Eloy and Robert one. But bobbleheads tend to go to my kids. That's the only
thing. Sure. I mean, I've got a bunch of them. I don't really care about bobbleheads at all. But I have a bunch of them just because I've gone to so many Diamondback games and, oh, yeah, it's bobblehead night. You know I just like to be there for first pitch, so I always get whatever the door thing is they're giving away.
I wish that might be one of the most like your parents type of thing on the planet. Like, I just got to get the free stuff at the.
No. Well, it's not. I don't get there to get the free stuff. What I'm saying is I like to be there for first pitch. I don't like to be late to the game. So they're giving, there's never 40,000 people at that stadium.
I like that towel we got on opening day. We got the red rally towel or whatever.
Yeah, free towel. I used to like the, way to go out on a limb.
We had to clean up Morrow's mess of drinks.
Yeah, it's okay. You got a free towel. There you go. Have a great time, pal. So, you know.
Our drunk friends with us, we could use the towel to clean up all their spilled drinks. So
it's all right. I got the, bottom out the private bathroom on the second deck there, so we're fine.
Oh, you're gonna use it as toilet paper?
No, not the towel. I'm just saying, I use the private bathroom on the second deck without asking anyone. I was just that's fine.
Bogman definitely does that. Bogman will find the good bathroom in any place and ruin it.
Absolutely, that's right.
Ruin it. Where the hell were we on that? Oh, I was gonna ask you a question, and what were we just talking about? I had a great question.
Bobbleheads and
Oh, that's exactly what it was. I looked into this.
Definitely had to do with fantasy baseball. 100%. Yeah,
of course. It's a shame. Bobbleheads are so expensive to get custom done because I would kill to have a Bogman bobblehead. Just a big fat headed Bogman, maybe with the big beard.
In real life, pal.
Yeah, maybe like the fro. Like, I don't know. Just like, give me. Oh,
you want the current afro look?
I want Bogman sipping the drink at the bourbon bar bobblehead. Wouldn't that be amazing?
I changed my Slack picture to that on Fantasy Pros, and the entire chat stopped.
They were having a serious meeting, by the way. I mean, they're having this very serious meeting, and D-Bro Brown brought up something to Bogman, and Bogman completely derails this serious meeting.
Yeah, I was like, he said, "Jesus, Bogman, how old is this picture of you?" Because it's the picture of me where I have like a regular haircut and Sadie is sitting on my lap. And I'm like, it's probably like 8 or 9 years old. This picture. I'm like, how about this one? I'll change it for you, D-Bro. And I switched it to the fancy picture that you took. And then everyone had to ask me about that. And then I was telling Blaine, who's running stuff over there. I'm like, sorry, I derailed the whole conversation here.
With my bad
picture. Yeah.
So, but it is a great picture.
What he said, he's like, it was worth it. Don't worry about it. So
that would be a great bobblehead. Like that would be an awesome bobblehead to have. But they're so expensive. Like
$80. What the problem is I would hate to see anything past the head. It's making the body because they got to make that big gut. It's why they don't do Alec Manoah bobbleheads too. So they
get you just have to do it like it's like in the old video games where just everyone's skinny. You just have like they can't make it us fat enough. So it's just like. We'll do that, but like $80 to get like a custom one. It's ridiculous.
That's not that bad for a bobblehead. It's not terrible.
I don't know. Well, I guess it'd be fun to like have them out there too.
One of a kind.
Yeah. I guess if it's a one of a kind, I guess.
Okay. I would make them put that thing back on your face though.
No, it's gone now too. You see that?
I know it's gone. That's what I'm saying. I'd find an old picture of you and make them put that on there.
No. If they put like put a goddamn Skittle on it or something and put it on there.
Or I just get the regular one and just take a red Sharpie and put a dot.
Yeah, you're right such there. A piece. Yeah, exactly. You're such garbage.
I mean, it's such a minor thing that no one noticed and you were so concerned about it.
That's so funny. Why it's funny. No one ever said anything. And then when I had it like zapped and it was like black and everyone's like, what is that? And I'm just like,
well, you had something lasered off your face. They're going to notice it. Yeah, it's swole up and everything. It's but it's gone now. It looks
completely
great.
Gone. Yeah, it's not completely gone, but it's like
It is on the video. I can't see it at all.
Okay. So, all right, we'll make sure. We'll just put a little dot on the bobblehead. Then. Let's put a little dot in remembrance. All right.
See, when I tell people that our podcast is just us recording our phone calls that we used to have a decade ago, this is exactly what it was. This is how the conversation
Real
went.
Stuff and then they intertwine.
ADD. It's an ADD conversation that goes all over the place. We are not ready. We were supposed to do this to pull the curtain back. We were supposed to do this pod like 2 hours ago, But yeah. Welsh had internet people over trying to fix his bad internet.
Did literally nothing.
So everything got derailed and we just pushed back and now we're wacky. That's what's happening.
I had a guy too. The guy, like, English wasn't like perfect. So like his response to everything was just repeating the same thing he'd been saying. And so finally I was like,
all right. I'm not going to understand you more because you said it in a different context.
Yeah. So. Like clearly this isn't working, but yeah, sure. We're the internet. I'll deal with it myself. You know what? I'll just I'll start up my own internet company. I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do
with here. Blackjack and hookers. You know what? Forget the internet company.
All right. Jordan Alvarez, ankle injury on Tuesday. Is he in the lineup today? Have we looked? Let me look in MLB lineups because he came out late in the game. Of course, I had a bet on him. Didn't work because
he won't be in the lineup today unless it was just so minor.
Yeah, he's back in the lineup, so nothing to worry about. He's a DH. He is DHing wrong. Though, but he's hitting .300. Yeah. So he was back. You guys already knew that because you're listening from the future. A couple other little pieces here. Hunter Green, he secured that bag, 6 years, $53 million. And then he left his start after being bonked by a comebacker.
Literally secured the bag, looking pretty decent in that first start after, and then comebacker right
off
the ship.
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah.
That's how you secure
the bag. Well,
they
just paid you $58 million. You got to, you know, we're not going to let you go on a gimpy leg. So
you immediately get hurt. That's how you do it. And then you had a note, Max Fried returned, looked really good coming off of injury. Always nice to see that. Lots of injury stuff, though. Yeah. Alex Wood, IL hamstring injury. Danny Jimenez, right shoulder strain, IL. Garrett Mitchell, I actually watched this one happen. He's dealing with a shoulder subluxation, and it happened from him trying to throw out in the bottom of the inning against the Mariners from center field. He was trying to throw, and he did get the throw in. He immediately threw out his arm. Like when he threw it from center field, immediately started grabbing it, and he came right out the game. So that one I don't feel good about. I haven't seen the corresponding stuff, but all I can think is Sal Frelick time. You know, like this would be why you would bring up Sal Frelick. They're going to probably play dummies, but Sal Frelick, I would love to see come up. So keep an eye on that. And I think whatever they're going to deal with over the next day or two, Sal Frelick could get a call. So that would be a preliminary pickup or a little preemptive pickup if you want. Also, Carlos Carrasco, right elbow inflammation, awful. Chaz McCormick placed on the IL with lower back tightness. You have Chris Taylor, who's removed Monday. Ramon Laureano placed on the IL with hamstring strain. And Trevor Rogers left his start on Wednesday with an undisclosed injury. All really bad. Plus, by the way, Starling Marte left the game today as we're recording this versus the Dodgers with Max Scherzer, but was not the same.
I mean, can you take any Starling Marte injury seriously? I feel like you have to take them all seriously, but also you don't have to take any of them seriously because it's... No. Like every time this guy leaves a game and he's gimpy, then he comes back and plays the next day. I don't know. Yeah, or it's immediately on the IL. So
they're not even saying just exited early. He was out.
He just had to go fishing. So, yeah. did you read that? Someone, it was a post. I think somebody put it in our GroupMe room. It was a guy from like the 1800s who was really good at baseball, but also like maybe a little, you know, dim. He would like chase fire trucks if they would go past the stadium. Just to see them, he would leave in the middle of the seventh inning because he'd want to go fishing. Like it was just a weird story. One of those wacky old baseball stories. Did you not see that one?
No, that doesn't sound like, that doesn't sound like he should have been playing baseball.
No, probably sounds like not.
That was a time where they didn't diagnose certain ailments.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. There's a lot of stuff ruminating.
I mean, I just cannot
say a lot of stuff in this room right now that's just not being said. But that guy, he sounds, I mean, you know what? Listen, if I saw a fire truck, might chase it too. I might go chase it too right now at this point. That's how things are going. I think that's it. I think that's all the news and notes we'll get you. We got Mindy coming up here. David Mendelson. We're going to be talking through some player debates. For some pitching stuff and a little
bit more.
But
the very beginning is superstition. So just so you guys know, it is a, you know.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, we talk a lot about superstition at the beginning. So a lot of not focused fantasy baseball stuff, but we do get into it. So
okay. That. I mean, whoever's listening right now, like they're like, oh, now you're going to not get focused. Like it's plenty not focused. Yeah, there's a lot of, I should be very curious to hear people's thoughts. We talk a lot about different superstition things in here, but enjoy it. David Mendelson with us from Triple Play. We'll do it right for this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In This League.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
There he is, David Mendelsohn, D. Mindy, in the house, triple plays, king, commander, maybe captain.
General?
Captain. I'm fine with all these names. I've never heard them, but I like it.
Yeah. Screw all the co-hosts have over at Triple Play. It's all about
I am the captain now, and it's just Mendy.
Mindy, yeah. We were just actually was just watching Pirates of the Caribbean with my kids, so all the captain stuff is in my head. You can find him on Twitter at dmindy02, and he's on all the stuff and things, even over on Fantasy Pro sometimes. Mindy, what's going down, brother?
Man, just living life, hanging with my boys after work today. Can't think of a place I'd rather be. And yeah, it's been a long time, so I'm pumped to be talking with you guys today.
I'm telling you guys right now, we talked before the podcast longer than we will do this podcast, just so everybody knows. Like, we all sat, we talked about the industry, we talked about just stuff and things.
How bad
and that is one of the best things, and it should never be forgotten about fantasy, and especially working in fantasy in any capacity, is the building friendships with people and being able to like hang out. And sometimes we're just passers in the night. We see each other on Twitter. We occasionally DM and stuff. And then when you get to talking, it's like, oh yeah, we should talk for a while. And that's exactly what we did. Talking
and more often. Definitely need to make this more often.
Yeah, we need like a forum of it to happen more often. But we were also talking about Mindy, who's become a very fun baseball bettor as of recent. I feel like you've definitely gotten into the world of long shot betting. Like I know you do kind of all of it, but you've found this really good perfection in like home run calls, which if you think about home run calls, you hit a home run call at plus, 10 to one or something like that. Mm-hmm. That gives you some leeway to not hit for 4 or 5 days. And if you hit again, like you have really worked in some cool, like not even just novelty betting in baseball, but it seems like you're finding a little niche in the baseball betting world, Mindy.
Yeah, it kind of started with the football and betting on like the obscure guys to get a touchdown, because I did really well in football with a couple of those.
I saw that you would pick like a backup tight end or something to score like a first
Zach Gentry, Connor Hayward.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you what, Greg Dortch of your Arizona Cardinals always beat my heart.
Not either one of our Arizona Cardinals.
Not ours, but I do live in Arizona.
Because you live in Arizona.
Yeah, they can go into a sinkhole, but you're gone.
But yeah, like him, Sky Moore, like in the Super Bowl, same type of deal, like those type. And then so in baseball, it's like, I like to do, like you said, like, of course, some of the normal bets, but then the ones that will get like my heart racing, me sweating a little bit, if something happens, I can scream and my wife will just yell at me because I'm being too loud. Like, those are the type of bets that get me excited. So I really like, I'm like, even if it's just, $25 to win, $125, or like, sometimes Pete Alonso is like plus 400, be like, and $50 can win me a few hundred dollars, like something like that, that will just kind of get me a little bit more excited to watch games that night. So I do definitely love a little bit more of those long shot plays.
By the way, I heard Mindy is saying that he could scream at his wife, and I was like, oh, there we go. You're going to scream at her about it. Not scream with and get her.
We just won money.
You got to get the juices flowing. Bogman goes, I will actually, on some of my bets, I did this a few weeks back where Bogman will have literally nothing to do with a bet, and I will text him and I'll be like, if you use your mind powers, I will put a bet down for you for this amount if you make this happen. And he's like, okay.
Most of the time I'm like, I'm with you. Now, the one time I said, he was like, just give me all your luck. And I'm like, dude, I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. You cannot have all my luck. You can have like
you did. You gave me some of it, and then he was delayed by 4 hours.
By four and a half hours to get out of Houston to go to.
Now, let me ask you guys this real quick. This is making me think. Do you have let's say, is it somewhere in your house or something you're doing that you have like a good luck ritual? Like if you make a bet that night, like a big bet, and you're like, all right, I've been sitting in this spot when I've won bets before, so I got to go back to that. Like, do you go that? Like, I do go that far sometimes.
Hold on. Before Bogman opens his mouth, Mindy,
what
you know about Bogman? What do you think he's going to say his good luck spot is?
Couch? I don't know.
What? The couch. I'm going to say the toilet, Bogman.
Oh, I should have thought.
It's definitely the toilet.
I mean, that's funny. That's not what I was thinking of. But yeah, I mean, look,
what are you thinking of?
I can't say here. I have all kinds of good luck rituals, bad luck rituals, that kind of stuff. I have tried to slide away from that, but I can't. It's like, so it's not like one thing that I have anymore, because I don't want to be attached to one thing. But if I'm doing something, if I'm like looking at a website and something good happens, I can't then flip to another page because I'm on this site and it's working. Right. So until it stops working,
what are we moving about?
Like if I'm on Roto World, right? Let's just pick a random one. I'm on Roto World, right? Mm-hmm. I'm on there. I'm looking at stuff. And the guy I picked to hit a homer, and I have won money and I have other bets out there. This screen is not changing from Roto World until I get or don't get my next bet. It's like little things instead of like I used to have like a lucky hat, a place to sit. You touch the cat twice before this pitch, stuff like that. Like, I don't have that anymore because I don't want to be connected to that because I do think it's absurd, but it still lives in me a little bit. So it's like whatever I'm doing, if I'm eating goldfish, right? Mm-hmm. When my guy, gets the double that I need, then I'm going to keep eating goldfish his next at bat. I'm going
to
just keep
doing it. I've never felt closer to you.
Come on. This is exactly the same thing. Well, what do you do, Mendy? Do you have something like a place to sit, something to touch, rabbit's foot? What do you got?
I mean, it can be obscure as like if I have my legs crossed on the couch, like I'll keep my legs crossed, even if I'm starting to get like a cramp. If I get eating a certain food. Like if my dog has a certain bone in its mouth and then he stops, I'll just keep putting the bone back in his mouth. So he I will legit whatever I see around me that's happening. Like I will legit keep doing. I'm just being in private chat now.
But yeah. It's all the private chat. Thank you, Bogman.
Well, it's a win streak, you know.
I gotta tell you, I don't have any of
Crash
this.
Davis would agree with this, by the way.
I'm actually laughing here that both of you, because I can tend to be more superstitious, I feel like, than Bogman. But Bogman, no, he'll get very like he's very stitious. He gets stitious.
Yeah, I'm not superstitious, but
I would say my only ritual is like if I really need one, is I'm gonna text Bogman, I need you to put your powers into it.
I don't have good luck as it like hit the lottery luck. I don't even have good luck like casino luck. I just have this stupid luck, like raffle luck. I am all about the raffle. If the raffle is less than 50 people, I'm winning it. That's just the way it is. It's stupid luck like that. So that's why he hits me up with that luck, because I have
the
dumbest luck with that.
I do have one. I just realized, and I did it yesterday, and it kind of stinks. When I'm in a bet and I'm watching the game and everything's going wrong, and then I tune away and then I come back and something's happened, I'm like, oh, I'm not allowed to watch this game.
Yes.
I am telling you.
Everyone's had
I am
that.
Telling yeah. you. I bet yesterday, you guys are listening to this on Tuesday, I bet the Angels-Yankees first five over. And I wasn't watching. Two runs scored. And I'm like, what's up? Bases loaded, one out. They can't score a run when I'm watching, and I go away. I come back. They're up four. It's 4-0 in like the third inning. And I start watching, nothing's happening. And I'm working out. I'm on a bike. I turn the game off. They score the runs. And this has happened to me about 6 different times where I start to realize my guys do the things when I don't watch. So I then have to purposely stop watching when things are getting rough. That is actually my system.
Well, I haven't missed a Steelers game live since 1998. Like since I was 15 years old, I am 40 now.
One of 25 the craziest things on the planet.
I'm afraid to miss a game now because when I miss that game, they're going to win 63-0. And I'm going to have missed the biggest win in Steelers history. And then have that logic that you have right there where if I turn on the game,
then you can't watch it
losing. Yeah, exactly. So I can't miss one.
Let me ask you guys this, because this is also making me think. So let's say you bet on a Corbin Carroll home run, because I know we got to get a Corbin Carroll.
Which I did do today, and I'm not going to get it, but he did. He was amazing.
But like, let's say, so you go, check ESPN, you check wherever you're looking at scores, and you see the score is 4-0. How do you check the score? Do you go to box score? Do you go to the play-by-play? Sometimes I have bad luck with the box score. So sometimes I will go to the play-by-play. I will scroll all the way down to the bottom, and I will keep scrolling up to see how they score their runs. To see if like that's how they did it. I get that superstitious about it.
That's not even how I look it up. Bad logic, Mendy. Like the play it has already happened. It's not going to change because you check the box score or the lineup score. What are you doing?
But let's say it's 3-0, right? And then I'm like looking through the play-by-play and I'm like, oh, like Corbin Carroll's up the next inning. He might have had the home run that they had. And like, so then I'll like start going up by one and be like, all right, Nick Ahmed grounds out. And then I go like, all right, better chance. Right. Like I'll just build up will like get me going.
Okay, you want to know what? Oh, this is really funny. We're doing this now. I actually think game day is bad luck. Watching the game day live, I actually feel like it's bad luck. When you see the pitches come in, it's never going to work. So actually, I don't like doing that either. It always is going to be a negative for me. So that's something that's not allowed. So here's a question. Corbin Carroll is up in about 10 minutes into our recording. Do we watch it? Do we ignore it? What do we do?
We got to watch it.
We have to watch it live.
We got to watch it now that we've been talking about this so much. And you guys will all know what has happened already. But just know. We're gonna have
How do we do it though? Because Bogman is about 12 hours.
Corbin Carroll's gonna, Corbin Carroll's gonna ground out. I won't say anything. Welsh is such a crybaby about me being
because you're like 30 seconds ahead of me. I'm like, oh,
okay, well, it's not my fault that your internet sucks. All right,
Corbin Carroll's up. You're like, the game's over.
I will not apologize for having good internet. So thank you.
Well, I don't have
to. I could live bet it and make it even more fun too, because I'll have some money on this. Too.
Yeah, you know what, Benny? You might as well go ahead and do that.
So. You're gonna live bet a homer because he will be up.
He's up in two at bats. Josh Rojas is up now, I think. Or actually, it might be one batter. But
what is
they're switching pitchers. It's 14-5 right now.
Yeah, well, because it's going to the Cardinals, and then the Diamondbacks are going to be up. All right, we're doing this all live here. What would a live homer bet be like for?
They don't have his prop closed right now. I think it's because. Because
he's not up.
Because they're listening.
Better prop.
They're listening. I'm on live better prop.
By the way, we've talked 0% about fantasy.
Dude, I'm going to do this. Right. I can see what it is. It shows plus 22. It's 22-1 if when it comes live.
Are you serious?
Bet it.
I can't bet it this second, but it showed it last inning. It was 22-1. It will probably be something close to 22-1.
I'm not on any flights today. You can have all.
I literally feel like I have to bet it now. Like,
I'm going to bet it too. Okay. So Bogman, tell us when the Diamondbacks are coming up so we can live bet that.
All right.
And we can do that. That's the fun of all the baseball, whether you guys are betting, whether you're playing fantasy and your teams are hopefully rocking.
You know what? Alec Thomas hit a home run in this game. So the world's our oyster right now.
Hey, look, there are 19 runs in this game. So
hey, anything is possible. And that takes us to the fantasy stuff. And let's actually talk about the first one, because you know anything is possible because Chris Sale was back. Chris Sale, 11 strikeouts on Tuesday. He went 6 1/3. He walked 2. He only gave up 3 hits and looked vintage Chris Sale. Yes.
The day I traded for him, we may have reversed this curse, Welsh.
Ooh.
Where a couple weeks ago, it was speaking of superstitions. It was like every person I traded with or I traded for has gotten hurt. I did an 8-player trade, Mendy, right before the season started. 4 of those guys are on IL now of the 8 that I got. So, but I traded for Chris Sale, and I traded Tarik Skubal in a keeper league for Chris Sale because I am out of injured spots. We have 7 IL spots on there. I have 10 injured players. So I'm just trying to find warm bodies here. So I did that trade to open up another spot on my active roster. And Chris Sale goes ham. So another thing we may have switched with some nice superstition here. I like that.
I don't think DraftKings is going to let us do it. I don't. Now that I'm looking, like, everybody's grayed out. So I don't think they want us to.
There's one out. One out in the bottom of the eighth.
We will watch it. But Minnie, I want to talk to you about Chris Sale, because Chris Sale looked like he was back to vintage Chris Sale. And obviously, I want to get your takes on it. But I've got a versus for you, because I think this is an interesting one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Taj Bradley. Taj Bradley has looked insane through his first 2 starts. He threw one of the nastiest looking strikes I've seen all season with this curveball yesterday as we're recording this. It was so sick, and he ended up striking out 9. He struck out 8 in the previous start. He's looked awesome. The Rays have been a little bit weird where they're like, hey, they're not going to send him down. He's going to make the next start. They have not made a verbal commitment through the rest of the season. Now that we know that Jeffrey Springs has got TJ, we know there would be some type of a cap that could exist, but they just haven't made a full commitment. So here's my question. There's been a lot of negativity around Chris Sale, but he looked back to it versus a guy like Taj Bradley, who is young, unproven, has an innings cap, but is on one of the best teams. Give me your take on both of these players, and who would you rather have rest of season?
out of all the things that you sent on the show sheet, this was the one I was like thinking about the most. And the way with like, have you guys ever seen that Family Guy episode where it's like the guy goes, who else but Quagmire? And like, he
Quagmire.
Yeah. So like, that's what popped in my head. Cause I'm like, who else but Chrissy Sale? Like he's going to, you know, break his hand. He's going to do something stupid. Like we've been down this road before. And I know a lot of his injuries were like, a lot of his injuries pretty much were kind of like not necessarily pitching, but he didn't look great to start the year. I know his velocity was up in this start. He had like six whiffs in the first inning alone. But I just don't really want to go down that road again. And I think there is something that's going to happen to him. And I think Taj Bradley's interesting enough to me. You know, he pitched 133 innings last year, I think, or right around 130 innings between AA and AAA last year. So you got to think that as long as the Rays actually let him go and keep him up, which is definitely a debatable, but he's probably maybe 140, 150 innings potentially, I think is a safe call to make. And for a Rays team, that might be the best team in baseball, at least that they showed so far. That's very valuable to me. And it doesn't hurt that one of the few major leaguers that I still do keep in touch with is Denard Span, and he works for the Rays. And I was like talking to him the other day, and he loves Taj Bradley. Like he was watching him at AAA and he was like, this kid's going to be special. And like, he's all over him. So that made me even more like him too. So I think it's hard, but especially Chris Sale looked like Chris Sale. I think I would go Taj Bradley.